The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, the 13th of May, 7:05 in the morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah, today, the 13th of May, and Linda's here, I'm here, and Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, it's National Police Week this week. And do we have special days today?
It's National Receptionist Day.
Receptionist, okay.
It's National Fruit Cocktail Day.
Whoa, fruit cocktail, okay. Love that when I was younger.
How often did you eat fruit cocktail out of a can? Just go in and get a can and...
Yep.
Mom, you would snack on.
Mom would throw those little cans into our lunches.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
You know, pop those little things out. Yep. Well, okay.
Fruit cocktail and cottage cheese.
Well, now people eat that. It's, you know, good diet stuff. And you have to look at the fruit cocktail.
Well,
you don't get it in heavy syrup because then you're eating 300 calories of fruit cocktail and 5 calories of... cottage cheese. Anyway, hey, illuminate the area with the weather, Linda.
Exactly. We're going to go right there. Today, sunny with a high of 83, overnight lows of 55. Tomorrow's calling.
Did you say 83 today?
Yeah, today's the high.
Whoa.
Opening night of rodeo.
Be beautiful rodeo.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about all rodeo stuff. Tomorrow, Thursday, 92 will be our highs, overnight lows of 58. Clear skies, which is great because a couple days ago it called that maybe there would be showers on Friday.
Yeah, I saw that.
And we kept checking all of the weather channels, and that's why you have to check the weather daily because it moves around. Friday's going to be calling, our highs will be 88, sunny and 88. Friday night, overnight lows of 53. Mostly sunny on Saturday with a high of 80. So there you go. You've got a beautiful Saturday, 80 and overnight lows of 51. Sunday, 81. So we've got a beautiful forecast ahead of us.
It's going to be beautiful. And Saturday and Sunday is Cowboy Church. And we're going to be talking about that today, too.
And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Pro Campaign, locally owned in Anderson, veteran-owned company, where they always give three veteran and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Guests today are going to be we've got Cheyenne Fredrickson, who is a barrel racer and competes in the PRCA, and she's going to join us here a little bit. And then we've got the Chamber of Commerce there with us. And we'll be talking to Todd Jones, and he's bringing his beautiful wife, Erica.
That'll be great.
And we're going to be talking about Cowboy Church because she's helping to get that thing organized.
She's an amazing talent.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I just want to talk about tonight. You go first. Are you talking news? Because I want to cover some things with what's happening tonight at rodeo.
Well, let's catch that in a minute. There's, you know, headlines that typos found in the ballots here in Shasta County. Okay, before you get into the high hover on this, the typos are three words that were misspelled: entrepreneur, approval, and effect. Okay, and then the only other typo was they said that for the U.S. Representative in Congress, District 1 short-term seat that Gallagher's running for, this ballot, the end date is January 2nd instead of the correct date, January 3rd. There is nothing on that ballot that changes anything except those three words that most of us can't spell anyway, and that date, which one day doesn't make any difference. Everything else on a ballot's good. So, yes, vote. You don't need a new ballot. Go in there, everything, all the important things, the names, propositions, the measures, they're okay. All right? So it's not a big thing at all when you think about it. And the first person that calls in and can spell entrepreneur to Ben. Ben, do you know how to spell entrepreneur? Better look it up.
Yeah, give me a minute here to look it
okay.
up.
Okay.
I don't even know how to.
Entrepreneur. It's the R. It's
like
the,
manure.
Yeah, no, it's not like manure, because there's another U in there.
Okay.
So look up entrepreneur, and the first person that calls in and spells entrepreneur gets.
We're going to give you two tickets for the Reading Rodeo tonight.
Tonight. All right. You get two Wednesday night tickets. Yeah. So call in, spell entrepreneur. And if you just get close, you're still going to get two tickets. And how many tickets we got for tonight?
Well, we're going to be giving some throughout the morning.
Yep. So we've got that. We're going to give away Thursday and Thursday night, too. I think we got a few Thursday nights. Yep. Okay.
You're taking my jam.
Well, then tomorrow it's going to be.
Just stay out of my jam.
Tomorrow it's going to be Friday and Saturday tickets. Yes. Yep. For all you people been advertising, I want tickets to Saturday. I put it on their Facebook. Just listen to the show. We're going to be giving out all types of tickets. We got these tickets late, my friends. I'm sorry. What can I say? Pull two of those Wednesday tickets because somebody won them yesterday. So just pull two.
Oh, well, by the way.
Well, I couldn't find the tickets. So I told them to come in and pick them up today. So there they are. All right.
You couldn't find milk if you open up the refrigerator and it was right in front of you. Ladies, is this a guy thing?
It is.
Open up the refrigerator. It's right in front of you. Where's the milk? And it's the first. I don't understand.
Okay. And guys. Okay, guys. We realize the scariest words women can say is, I'll look for it. That's what. But then I can then say, oh, can we use the term glasses and phone?
Hey, I want to talk about tonight, please.
Wait. Glasses
Nicholas Meyer is the national anthem singer tonight, and it's, of course, Native American night. Now, you know, we've been talking about this a long time, and Native American night is such a special night. One of the beautiful singers, Dove, will sing America the Beautiful in her native tongue, which is, when she did this a couple years ago, the stands were you want to hear silence. And then, of course, Nick Meyers. Now, there's very big surprises tonight with what's going to be happening in the entrance. That's all I'm going to say. I want you all to know that if you don't get there, the doors open at 5 this year. If you don't get there early and park, just realize you're going to be way across the bridge.
Well, also, though, RABA is running special free bus rides out of the from the Mount Shasta Mall area there and a couple other places that we will be announcing as, you know, during the show. So you can park in a big spot. They run every 15 minutes, and you hop on, and they'll drop you off at the convention center there, and you just walk across the lawn.
I have the locations. And by the way, they go every 20 minutes. Before rodeo performance from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. So you're going to have the downtown RABA terminal at Yuba Street, Canby Transfer Facility at Mount Shasta Mall, RABA bus stop on Hilltop Drive north of the Red Lion Hotel parking lot, and RABA bus stop on Hilltop Drive south of C.R. Gibbs parking lot. Free parking is available for shuttle riders at RABA Downtown Passenger Parking Lot near the railroad tracks, California Street, and, of course, the Mount Shasta Mall parking area near Macy's and Penney's. The Reading Rodeo encourages attendees to take advantage of these convenient transportation options as part of the community partnership, focusing on improving accessibility and reducing traffic during rodeo week.
And did it say when it's running after the rodeo?
Yes, it will be from 9:30 to 10:30, every 20 minutes from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m.
There'll be buses rolling in there. So that could help people. Either that, or I would recommend you getting there. Gates open at 5. And even though the rodeo starts at 7, people start getting there early. A lot of vendors, a lot of great things to buy there, hats, whatever, all of that stuff. And we're going to take our first break. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:15 in the morning here on the 13th of May, and it's rodeo week, and it's starting tonight.
I'm I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory. This stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Wind River Resort and Casino is looking for vendors to join us for our 12th annual Bacon and Brew Fest. This event will take place in the Event Center on Friday, June 19th. For more information or to complete registration, contact group sales at 530-339-7412 or email events@windriver.com. Participants must register and submit logo before June 1st to be eligible to participate. Participants will receive $400 with a chance to win an additional $500 cash. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and Buy the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReddingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-wrenching rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, the Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey Block Beverage, S&L Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReddingRodeo.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 13th of May, 7:19 in the morning, and we have a family pack of tickets for Thursday night. You have to spell anything. Four tickets for Wednesday night.
Four tickets for Wednesday night. That's tonight.
Okay, I said Thursday. I meant Wednesday.
Tonight.
Four tickets. We just found them. Four tickets for tonight. All sitting together. Great tickets for tonight for Native American Appreciation Night. Just call in and you get these four tickets and pick them up this morning. And you've got something to do tonight. Surprise the family.
Excellent. These are $23 tickets each, so that these, you know, they're not they're good seats.
These are good. So just give us a call, and you don't have to spell entrepreneur.
Effect. But you do need to come by this morning.
But you need to come by this morning.
And get the ticket.
Yeah, and...
They will not be at Will Call.
Right.
They're here at 1326 Market Street.
Yeah, so come on
down. At our radio station.
Come on down right now or before noon, and you will get them, because this place is crazy after 12 o'clock because of rodeo, and all of us are working on it. So, there you go. Hey, Reading Christian School is preparing to relocate to a new campus closer to the heart of Reading. They're already starting to work on it. School currently has 630 students enrolled at its campus, and you know, down in Palisadro off of Old 44. And they've been renting the property for almost 20 years. But the owners decided they wanted to transition towards selling the property. It's a good idea, probably. Anyway, at the same time, Cross Point Church put its property on the market at a price Piper said the school couldn't pass up on. Erica Piper is the head of the school there. So, they've already got more people enrolled for next year. Renovations are underway, and it's expanding its enrollment. We'll have space to spare. Although she said the school plans to take the process one step at a time. So, good news for that. So,
Who won? Dolores?
Dolores, right. You just won a family pack. Come on down and pick them up this morning, Dolores. Okay. So, what else do we have here that's going on? The rodeo's coming on. Tonight is going to be, like we already said, use Rabba. We'll be talking about Rabba off and on for the rest of the morning and tomorrow and Friday, it can save you from having to park far, far away. The gates open at 5 o'clock. The rodeo starts immediate 7 because we're on national TV with the Cowboy Channel. So it has to start right then. So that's when it'll kick off. Then of course, the grand entry, as Linda said, lady that will be,
I guess
singing. She'll be singing "America the Beautiful" in Paiute. That's her
right.
That's her thing. They have a little. I think she brought her dog. So
and then Nick Meyer will be obviously Nicholas Nick Meyer. Now you might have seen him. He's been over 20 years on stage. I've got to tell you that the four. If you heard that on the Thursday night, I interviewed them at the end of last month. And I also I had it run again on the first of Thursday, but I interviewed each one of the singers. And here's the cool thing: they're all local. Didn't know that when they auditioned. There were 31 people that auditioned. They're all local from this area. Love of rodeo, love of country, love of, you know, just being a part of it. Excellent part of community. So you've seen Nick is his big. He's a big boy. Nick is a big boy. You've seen him in so many plays, and you've seen him doing wonderful theatrical work in town, and he is really, really cool.
He's going to be starting off the rodeo tonight. Hey, you know what? Our guest has come in, and it's going to take longer than just 30 minutes with her. So let's take a quick early break, and when we come back, Cheyenne's going to join us.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to ReddingHomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, Homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now, exclusively at ReddingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, the CEO of Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey Block Beverage, S&L Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReddingRodeo.com.
Everybody calls the State Alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Today is the 13th of May, 7:28 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by
Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, for all your jewelry needs. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And right now, during a rodeo week, they have all kinds of beautiful Native American jewelry. Just estate pieces, fabulous, big, chunky, small,
turquoise,
whatever you want.
Turquoise.
Yes, they've got it, as well as anything to help you with a stone that's loose, or, you know, Mother's Day's past, maybe. You need a mea culpa. you know, many of you probably do to Mia Copa. So Four Winds Jewelry is the place. Give them a call at 222-2750. Well, you know what?
Did you say where they were?
I did. I said they're located right at the top, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Now, before we start with our guest, I'm giving out the clues for yesterday's bank robbery.
Okay. Ooh.
Okay. Here's where the loot is. I'm sure you'll figure it out on this one. It stayed in spot, undisturbed for yet another day, while they looked high and low for their chance to get away. It was not to be at a particular height, just a place that was not in obvious plain sight. That's where the loot is. The strangers. They didn't go far. They had much more to do. What was next on the list for this dastardly two? The posse rode past them. Then they stopped for a bite at a local hall where the food was just right. Blake Fisher. I'm just throwing that out there. It wasn't him. I don't think. Who knows? Okay.
That's not our place.
It's not our place.
Not our place
we're
to guess.
We'll read them again during the 8 o'clock hour. Okay. Hey, with us today is Cheyenne Fredrickson, who I met Monday at the special kids event, and she was out there helping. Even though that she doesn't live here, doesn't belong to any of the organizations, and Bonnie Mason said, "You have to meet this young lady." So I went over there and met Cheyenne and immediately invited her on the show because, one, she's competing in the rodeo, and two, she's just, you know, big personality here. Yeah. Good morning, Cheyenne.
Good morning.
I need you to get any closer to that.
No, when you said she doesn't belong, as somebody.
She's not from Asphalt Cowboys, right. Red Rodeo Association, Red Rodeo Auxiliary, anything that is local.
Right.
But she is a member of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys.
Right.
No, the Women's Professional Cowboys Association.
So tell us, okay, as we watch you ride tonight in your glory and you compete, we'll be thinking about you because you're amazing and, tell us a little bit about where you come from.
Okay.
And what when you decided that barrel racing was going to be your jam.
Well, I come from northern Utah, a town called Avon. Our family's background was cattle. We raised beef cattle, and my dad was a government trapper. And so we grew up horseback, just rode horses all the time. The day that I came home from the hospital, there's a picture of him holding me on the horse, and he said, "She's born to ride wild horses." And I guess he deemed me right because it stuck with me this far. He started me barrel racing on a little horse we had. Her name was Little Wind. And 5 years old, started barrel racing, and I stuck with it up until 2019. I got a really super awesome horse and wanted to fill my permit to get my pro card. I got another amazing horse in 2020, and with the two of them, I set out, filled my permit in 21, got my pro card, and have been chasing different parts of the circuit ever since. So.
Can you share with us real fast, and when she says fill permit, you know, this is something that, you know, there's terms that the layman wouldn't understand what that means.
Sure.
I filled my permit. What does that mean?
So when you start out, you need to win $1,000 in that year to fill the permit to get your pro card. So you buy that permit, and that allows you to start entering pro rodeos, PRCA, WPRA, sanctioned, right? And when you first get that permit, you're going to, as soon as you feel it and you win $1,000, then you can buy your card. Or you can hold off and run for Rookie of the Year. So if you automatically buy that card, then you're just going to go right into the pro card. If you want to run for that Rookie of the Year, say like in Vegas when they get there, you're going to hold on and not buy that pro card. So you're going to see how much money can you win on that permit for Rookie.
Okay.
And once you have your pro card, you don't have to fill it again. So you always have your pro card. You just choose if you want to renew it every year.
So every year you must win in your purse $1,000 to keep it, what do you want to call it, yearly what do you want to call it, renewed?
Yep. So once you win that $1,000, you opt to, do I get my permit again next year and try to fill it again, running for those rookie standings, or do I buy the card and go that way? So what's the difference to pro cards? They're going to open you up to a little bit bigger rodeos. There are some rodeos that are card only, so limited card only. So permits are probably not going to get into those. Most rodeos are going to let permits in, but your really big ones, you're going to need your card.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's kind of a little more incentive to be like, I want that card so I can, you know, enter bigger rodeos, say like Reno or whatnot. So.
And that's for everybody that competes and that they can have they have to have their permit first and then into that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you had two incredible horses.
Yep.
Filled your permit.
Yep.
Got your card.
Yep.
And then what happened?
Then we just, if we've been going different parts of the country, going on different tours. I think, I kind of think of them as tours.
Right.
And, start just getting my feet wet and learning a bunch. And, there's a lot of trial and error. It's really great to get a good mentor. They can turn decades into days. So it's like a long game. It really is. It's kind of a long game.
And you see people that are competing into their 50s or even I mean, they're competitive in their 50s or even, I think, a little bit older than that.
Oh, yeah. Think of how many great women make the national finals. And, you know, age is just a number.
Yeah. When you say that a mentor helps, and we all need mentors, obviously. And you can cut years down to days. What kind of things do they share with you to make your life easier?
Or to make
you more successful?
You know, there's so many things that the knowledge of when you've went and been traveling on the road. There's just so many things you learn, tricks about certain rodeos, where to go, where to stay, you know, what routes to take.
You'll save yourself an hour and a half if you go this way.
Isn't that the truth?
No, but that's a big thing when you're hauling horses.
Yep, or where to stay, you know, places that are just accommodating and getting big rigs and little tiny spaces. And, you know, there's so many tricks. Each rodeo has quirks, I feel like. You just learn to adjust to those really quickly. And that's really what rodeo is. You just adjust very quickly to your surroundings. And
weather could possibly be where you could take your horses out.
Yep.
Let them rest.
Yep.
I'm curious, like the day in the life of, we see you being beautiful on a horse and it's quick.
Yeah.
But like the day in the life of what happens when you finally get to, like, say, Reading Rodeo, found your parking place.
Mm-hmm.
Now what happens with the horses? Where are you? What happens with your routine?
I'll just kind of walk you through it. You first pull into the parking lot. Usually you've been on the trailer a few hours, could be 6 hours, could be 8 hours. You could have drove all night. That's not uncommon. So the first thing you want to do is get them off the trailer and get them water. That's the very first thing I do is get them water, and then I start deciding, am I going to build a portable pen and set up around my trailer? That's very common. Am I going to get a stall here? So you kind of just assess the setup if you don't already know. And then just start getting those pens ready, putting down bedding, shavings, making sure they're extremely comfortable, and making sure they have something to snack on to kind of help settle them in, throw them some hay, and then just get them settled in and parking your truck and trailer, getting the truck unhooked and making sure you're stocked up on fuel and ice and hay and grain, and run your errands, and don't forget a good laundromat. Got to make sure you're pressed for the rodeo. So those are kind of our little things as we get ready. And then it's just taking care of them through the week, and making sure that they're feeling their best. There's so many therapies we do for these horses, making sure they're exercised, they're athletes, so they have workouts during the week. And so you'll see us riding early in the mornings, late at night, beat the heat, and just putting in that time and that work on our horses and doing whatever they need throughout the week to make sure they feel incredible.
Shoeing.
Yeah.
So how do you handle that? I mean, because you're in different places.
That's tricky. And that can go really wrong for you too.
Sure.
There's so many different styles of farriers out there. There's so many disciplines. My best advice on that would be find a farrier that specializes in your event. So they shoe a lot of barrel horses. You know,
farriers show up at rodeos?
Sometimes, and you can call them.
You can call them.
Common to
so that's shoe. Another thing you need is you need a list of farriers that you can call if you're rolling in.
And I would speak to your peers. A lot of their husbands are farriers, so that's really nice. And a lot of us will go to our peers for help to get a good farrier. Most of the time we need a farrier because we've pulled a shoe in our run, and that shoe's come off. And you'll see us after looking for our shoe because it just makes it a lot easier if you can go find that shoe and they can just quickly put it back on instead of reshaping or making sure you have the same shoe. They're all different. And so,
Now you mentioned earlier that you have, you got your first horse and then you got your second horse. So do you travel with two?
Yes. Actually, I have three with me.
Okay. So do you decide like tonight, is there one specifically that you say you're going to be my ride in Reading or do you wait till you feel out which one is ready?
Both. Either way, I wasn't sure who I was going to run tonight. To be honest, both are feeling really great and feel like either one would be a great option. And you just kind of, as you're working them through the week, you just kind of tune into that feel. You kind of feel that energy coming from them and maybe the rodeo. And you kind of feel which one you feel like's the best choice. But different types of ground, different setups, gate entries, things like that are going to play a huge part in who you choose because both of my horses are very different styles. So it just kind of depends on what setup is going to fit that horse. But say that horse is having an off day, maybe isn't feeling spry and ready to go. So the other one's a great option too. So sometimes it can be a tired thing. But for the most part, We like to go back to places that we've been successful. They say, my horse likes that pen. And that's the truth. They do like certain rodeos, certain setups. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just good vibes. Maybe it's the good ground.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the way the alleyway set up just right. Maybe the blue sky was just right.
Yeah.
We've done whole segments on dirt.
Yeah.
And I am so interested in the dirt.
Is that not amazing?
It is. I mean, and we go to the NFR, we're watching them move the dirt in.
We'll do
Facebook, you know, that and videos.
Incredible.
Because they keep the same dirt and they just cover it up and they bring it back next year because, and they're taking the humidity measures of it and everything. And you're having to please, and it's tough.
Yeah.
You've got your rough stock and they have to have a certain footing. And of course, barrel racers have to have a certain footing. And then your other, you know, speed events, your team roping and all that.
Yeah.
So, what is it, what kind of dirt do you look for? I mean, it's, you know, raking it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, I mean, do you all talk about that? Yeah.
The
arena in Clovis is this. And,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, absolutely. We share that knowledge with each other. And I actually, anytime I leave a rodeo, I write down little notes about it.
Yeah.
You know, just so I remember if I want to enter that one next year or just good things to know about it. As far as like the conditions and stuff go, I think the most important thing that we worry about is a hard pan where they can slip and fall down and pancake. That's probably just our biggest concern. You know, there's going to be different blends, different, might be a little heavier with a lot of water on it. Could have been really hot. And if you think about that, when you hold a slack early in the morning, say 8 o'clock and they've watered the arena, those arena conditions are going to be a lot heavier than they're going to be in a performance. Therefore, the performance is going to have a little bit faster ground. And we see that on long rodeos that just different times of performances and stuff and the slacks being earlier in the week. So that can kind of play an effect. That's why a lot of us like to get into performances.
Because it's going to be a faster time.
Mm-hmm. Usually as the rodeo progresses, it seems that a fast track will kind of happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next most important thing is, man, we love that tractor to come in and drag halfway through because it makes it an even playing field for all of us, really, no matter what we draw. It used to run 10 girls, and when they would run 10 girls through and drag, if you drew number one or two, and then you were 9 or 10 out, boy, those
difference.
Ruts are deep. And,
yeah.
it's a big big difference. So they started dragging with a tractor halfway through, right. And making it even for everybody. And there really isn't much difference between first out and fifth out. Sure, first is great, but fifth really is great too. So that makes it even for us and gives you a good shot.
How about they run out there and they rake it?
You know,
is that okay? But you really need the tractor.
And I think it's okay. I really do. Yeah. But I would prefer the tractor. I think it's a little more. You just can't beat it. It's more consistent. So
consistency is what you're going for.
Yeah. And I feel like as far as fast, I feel like it's about the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as speeding along. So.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Cheyenne Fredrickson. Cheyenne, and she is a barrel racer and obviously an expert of everything she's talking about. And she's going to be competing tonight. In fact, you're going to be what, first out?
Yep, first out.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I got the best draw.
You got there. You go. You're going out first. The ground's perfect.
It's perfect.
And we're gonna. It's gonna look like somebody put us. An afterburner strapped to your horse.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay.
And we got two more tickets here we're going to give away right now on KCNR. You definitely want to see Cheyenne tonight barrel racing. And it's Native American night. It's going to be a fantastic opening night. Great weather. 7:45 this morning. But give us a call at 605-4567 for two tickets in Section 8. Oh, go tonight to the rodeo on us. Give us a call.
We'll be right back.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billy, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Enjoy fun with the whole family with Reading Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. Come down to the 19th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 14th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-wrenching rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Total Bay Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Big action comes in small packages. Join us Saturday, June 20th in the Wind River Events Center.
For a night of high-flying, heavy-hitting action,
we are bringing back the pro athletes from Micromania.
Tickets start at just $20 plus fees.
These micro athletes may be short in stature, but they are giants in the world of entertainment.
Keeping you on your feet, screaming from the opening bell to the main event.
For all the details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
All she's got to do is ride her horse. It's another great day to be looking that good. And in Nazarena, she's hanging on the wood. She was so strong, passed out and hit a can. It's another
Yeah, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's rodeo starts tonight, and our guest today is Cheyenne Fredrickson, who is a barrel racer. In fact, when the barrel racing comes up, she's going to be the first one out of the chute. And first one out of the alley, and with the pristine ground and a dynamite horse. And so, good morning, Cheyenne.
Good morning.
Okay, could you quickly explain, if it's possible, Slack
Absolutely.
To people? From
yes.
somebody that does it.
Absolutely. The Slack is actually starting at 10 o'clock this morning.
Today. That's right.
And so it is the overflow of contestants. So it's still the same entry fee. It's still the same chance to win money. It's still all the same. We just can't all run at the same time. So how that works is when we enter, we preference what we would like. So when I entered Reading, I did Wednesday night performance is my first preference, uh-huh. and you get two, so my second preference was Thursday night. And you submit that, and the computer will draw, kind of draw for you.
Uh-huh.
So I did get my first preference. You sometimes do, you sometimes don't, and then the computer might draw you into Slack. So that's how that works, and it's all the
same. So if you draw in the Slack, and you have the fastest time,
mm-hmm.
of that day,
mm-hmm.
That we may not see you that night.
Right.
But that's okay because yeah. you've already got your time.
Yep.
And so.
And you're on the leaderboard.
And you're on the leaderboard, mm-hmm. and even though you're heading down the road,
yep.
you know, you may win.
Yeah, you're leaving the rodeo. Yeah. And winning the rodeo, and we kind of check back in, like, they'll
sure.
update results on the PRCA website, and you can kind of check in and see where you're sitting as they update that, and then all results will be final after the rodeo, and you can check in and see where you ended up.
Great. Yeah. Okay, so you can be riding Slack. And by the way, it does start at 10 o'clock today, and it's free mm-hmm. if you want to go down and watch, I think it's Barrel Racers and...
All your timed events.
Yeah, and Barrel Racers and what? Tie down?
Yep, tie maybe? Down, team
yeah.
open.
And the reason we do this, we have like 500 entries, 550
yeah.
entries for the Reading Rodeo. Well, not everybody can ride every night.
No.
So this is why we run Slack. Mm-hmm. And you can go down there and there'll be, you know, dozens and dozens of horse trailers and horses and contestants down there at the rodeo grounds right now. And then, they'll post their times, and like I said, some will leave.
Yeah.
Or some will stay and try again mm-hmm. tomorrow.
Yep.
So they
true.
Can do it, you know. One of the things we said during the break is, you know, why you do this.
Why do I do this? Oh, this is really dear to my heart. I want to get my dad's last name to the national finals. And that's just really important to me. He put this dream in my heart, and he started me very young, and it stuck with me my whole life. And you said something earlier about, do you choose it or does it choose you? And I think it chooses you, and I think you have a purpose, and I think they go hand in hand. And I feel like my purpose is I'm an underdog, and I love it. I love that title. I love that position. And my biggest reason for doing this or sharing my story or kind of putting it out there is I want young girls that are trying to do this to never be discouraged. I don't want you to hear a belief that you've got to have this horse, this truck, this trailer, this. You've got to have all these things or don't even try, kid. I just don't want that to be a belief. I want to show them you can do it on your terms and you can do it how you want to do it. You can do it your way. And so that's kind of
what a beautiful,
that's kind of what I'm shooting for. Yeah. So,
well, yeah. I tell you what, we're behind you.
A beautiful spokesperson for their, I believe we talked about this earlier. It's art form.
Yeah, it is.
When you watch the rodeo and you know that, and I believe, and both of us believe in the cowboy code.
Yeah.
And it's honor and it's respect. And to hear you talk about mentoring, appreciating your mentor as well as you mentoring.
Yes.
You also talked about how, you know, you work with kids.
Yep.
And you're the example.
You are.
So they're shaping their belief system very much by, maybe it could be negative by somebody at home.
Yeah.
But that teacher, that person that they see could be the one thing that helps them, lead them with light.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you know, I met Shan on Monday.
Yeah.
And she had, you parked your, you have your trailer here and your horses are there in one of the corrals,
mm-hmm.
I assume. And she was helping with the special kids day. And that, I mean, you didn't have to do that, but there you were out there walking horses and talking with people and all this. And like I said, Bonnie said, you've got to meet this girl. And so here you were, you come into a town that's really brand new to you.
Yeah.
And you became part of a very special event for us
on
the Special Kids Day.
Yeah. Pouring out to the community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big heart there, kid.
Yeah.
Big heart.
Thank you. That's probably the best compliment you could ever receive.
Well, okay, so.
And we still have tickets for Wednesday night. Give us a call at 605-4567 if you would like to see this incredible cowgirl tonight.
Yeah, gosh, you know, I didn't have tickets and all that. And we're going to be giving away tickets we're going to give in the next hour some tickets for Thursday and Friday night.
Tonight.
And the next hour. And tonight, though, we've got a couple of tickets left. So give us a call. 530-605-4567. Okay, where are you going to from here?
Central Point, Oregon.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah.
A lot
and
of
you're
people.
And you're riding in the slack there.
Yeah, slack there after the rodeo. Probably be a late run.
Okay. So, so then from Central Point to where?
We are pointing home. Yep. We're going to go home for about a week.
Is that Utah?
Yep. Northern Utah.
Northern Utah.
I'll be headed home. I've been out on the road for 7 weeks.
Wow.
By the time I get home.
Now, is your husband back in Utah or Texas?
No, he's in Utah.
He's in Utah.
Yep.
Okay.
We live in Northern Utah. And so, yeah.
He must be a special kind of guy.
He's a saint.
Is he? And that can be used two ways. Only in good ways.
Yeah.
So I hope he's listening right now.
I do too. He's so excited.
What's his name?
Jared.
Jared.
Hey, Jared.
But I call him Gerald.
Gerald.
Oh.
You call him Gerald?
Gerald. He's more of a Gerald.
Gerald, you scored big guy.
And
you're like me. You may have punted beyond your coverage.
And what's the trip is that we asked you at the break? Is that a lot of times, you know, people talk about, you know, they travel in threes and fours. And you drive your trailer.
Yeah.
You've got three horses with you and a little Pomeranian.
Named Bubbles.
Yeah.
And for 7 weeks, you've been on the road. And think about you. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, this woman is just stunning.
Oh.
So, you know, when you think about the work it must be to schlep the hay and the feed and get the horses out and deal with a shoe or maybe the rope goes the wrong way and you got all this stuff that, you know, three moving at the same time. That is, I have no words.
Which is very unusual.
Yeah, very unusual.
For Linda not to have words.
It's, to kind of put that into perspective, you don't know where you're going. You're driving late at night. You're coming into fairgrounds in the dark, so sometimes you're not sure how to get in. You might have to back yourself clear out of somewhere. You might get yourself in a mess. Truck might break down on the interstate, and you've got three horses in the back, and you got to figure out how to get out of that. Blowing tires. Oh, that's common. Let's say a little good luck for no more blown tires. But you know what's funny? All of us can change a tire fast.
I guess so.
It's probably our hidden talent.
You have a little ramp you can drive up on.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
we got to do this. And an impact.
Yeah, an impact wrench. Okay.
We got to do this quick. I do not have time.
It looks like NASCAR.
Yeah, I'm not going to be late, and I'm not going to miss my run, so I need every tool on that thing to make sure I can get myself out of whatever I get myself into.
Are you blown away We don't think about
possibly,
the little details.
Yeah, possibly running the truck out of fuel because maybe you thought there was a gas station that didn't all of a sudden doesn't have diesel and you're panicked. And there's just so funny little things.
I imagine you keep a 5 gallon
of
diesel.
Oh, you know I do. Yep.
Hey, we're here with Cheyenne Fredrickson. She's going to be first out tonight at the Reading Rodeo and the barrel racing. And it was just, we've run out of time. We could talk to you another hour.
Oh my gosh.
So thank you so much for being with us tonight. And do you say good luck or do you say something else for barrel racers?
What do you guys
when you go on stage, it's break a leg.
Break a leg in the show business. What do you guys say?
That's not what you say.
You know, I think most of us say, hey, good luck.
Okay.
And so, yeah, that's it. It's great.
Good luck tonight. And we'll see you.
We'll
see you
there.
Absolutely. We're going to be there, of course. Hey, when we come back, we've got the Reading Chamber of Commerce joining us. And we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The South Carolina Supreme Court has overturned the murder convictions and life sentence for Alex Murdoch and the death of his wife and son. The high court found a court clerk influenced the trial by suggesting to jurors that Murdoch might lie while testifying in his own defense. A new trial has been ordered. You might think that the Iran war would top the agenda for President Trump's talks with China's Xi Jinping in Beijing, but Mr. Trump says that's not the case.
We have a lot of things to discuss. I wouldn't say Iran is one of them, to be honest with you, because we have Iran very much under control. We're either going to make a deal or they're going to be decimated. So one way or the other, we win.
Mr. Trump is now in Beijing along with a group of U.S. tech, industry, and financial leaders. The Missouri Supreme Court handing Republicans a redistricting win. The court has rejected a Democrat challenge to a new GOP-friendly congressional map. And while Republicans have enjoyed a good deal of success in redistricting, a GOP redistricting effort in South Carolina has failed. An initial vote in the state Senate fell short.
President Donald Trump had urged South Carolina to redraw its U.S. House map ahead of the November elections. The state House had previously voted in favor of letting lawmakers return after the regular session ends this week to consider redistricting, but the Senate also had to approve taking up redistricting. The 29-17 vote failed with just two votes short of the two-thirds needed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A measure of inflation before it hits consumers' pocketbooks rocketed higher last month. Cost of energy led the way as the producer price index, measure of wholesale prices, rose 1.4% from March to April, prices 6% higher than a year ago. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 234 points, while the Nasdaq trading 168 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial #250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's #250, micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Ukrainian drone pilots turn a military exercise in Sweden into a crucial warning for NATO. We got details from correspondent Ben Thomas.
That's the sound of a small drone being operated by a Ukrainian pilot, playing the role of the enemy during a NATO exercise in Gotland, Sweden.
If you have Gotland, you're able to control the Baltic Sea.
Sweden is one of NATO's newest members, and Colonel Andreas Gustafsson says of the non-NATO member Ukrainians,
they're miles ahead of us when it comes to drone warfare, so we really appreciate them coming here to share their experiences with us, and we have a lot to learn from them.
And in this exercise, the Ukrainian drone forces destroyed Sweden's troops. I'm Ben Thomas.
Find news and analysis online at townhall.com. Olivia and Liam top the 2025 list of the most popular baby names.
The list compiled by the Social Security Administration lists Charlotte in second place among girls, ending Emma's six-year run in that spot. Ava slipped out of the top 10, replaced by Ileana. On the boys' side, the top four names, Liam, Noah, Oliver, and Theodore, held steady. Kasai had the biggest surge in popularity for boys, while Clarity with a K led for girls. The U.S. saw 3.6 million births in 2025, slightly down from the year before. Keith Peters reporting.
Britain's Princess Catherine set to make her first overseas trip since announcing that her cancer was in remission. Kate will be visiting Italy to spotlight her focus on early childhood education during a two-day tour, and that tour getting underway today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Today, the 13th of May, 8:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassionate community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben's here. Now, when we give away tickets to the rodeo, and we will be all through the show, Ben said a couple of calls fell off. If that happens, just call again. If you can't get us at 605-4567, I tell you what, call in at 605-4565. That's our office line. He can answer that in the production room also. And we'll get your name and phone number, and we'll make sure we get you these tickets.
Yes,
and
we want to make sure we got them a little bit late.
Yeah, we got them real late this year.
Yeah.
And so we're also going to give away some tickets for Thursday night. People are calling already. Okay, if you're calling already for the tickets, we're going to give you two of them for Wednesday. So there.
Yeah.
So there, you get two tickets. If that's the person calling, you get two tickets. Hey, what's the weather look like?
Oh, guess what? We're going to have a fantastic week. Look where we are. 83 will be our high today.
I'm telling you, tonight is going to be beautiful.
Gorgeous. Clear skies tonight.
Native American Appreciation Night.
That's right. At the Reading Rodeo. Overnight lows tonight of 55. Thursday, tomorrow calls for 92 with Thursday night overnight lows of 58. Clear skies once again. Sunny on Friday with 88. Overnight lows 53. Now Saturday calls for 80, which is fantastic. And on Sunday, which Rodeo Church is happening at the Reading Rodeo as well. So we've got these next 5 days. Sunny will be about 81 on Sunday. So the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We don't even have any high gusts of wind, which is great. No rain in the forecast. Friday, it looks like it says, could have gusts up to 18 miles per hour. The could is okay with me. It's not like we've got these windy days or wind advisory. So it's beautiful, sunny, clear skies.
All through the rodeo.
All through the rodeo week.
And the rodeo church. We're going to talk about that today if Erica shows up.
And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated in Anderson, the Kenny family. Their granddaughter is Miss Reading Rodeo.
That's right.
So that's we love the,
she was great interview, yesterday,
she
Kiana.
She was amazing, yeah.
And she is just an amazing young lady.
So the Kenny family, they own Shasta Gas Propane, three generations strong, 365-3793.
Discounts.
Always giving veterans and, senior citizens discounts.
There you go. Hey, we're here with Todd Jones, the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, soon to be the head of Moss Energy.
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm just kidding about that. Just kidding. You would though.
I would. No, I think it's a great company.
I just want to support those guys as much as I can. Oh my gosh.
And I've seen them since they had, I think, four employees when I first met Carol.
I know. We had them on real early. And I need to roll through again because when they came on the first time, it was small.
Yeah.
So it's time to bring them back
over,
again.
Over 200 employees.
And talk about the, the great work that Moss Energy does and how they've grown like this.
It's incredible.
I have friends whose son, their sons are working there. Her son is working there. And this guy was, worked on nuclear subs.
Yeah, they got a lot of smart people there.
That's the kind of employees they have in many cases. Okay, buddy. I just saw the, and I warned you already.
All right.
I just saw the Chamber of Commerce is starting to endorse people again.
Yeah.
What's the difference between this time and the last time, and then you all stopped and you started again?
Sure. So for many, many years, and you know, I always like to point this out, as a 501c6 chamber, which is what all legitimate chambers of commerce are, it's a business association. And 501c6s are like, maybe this is a bad example for some, but I think for your audience, it's probably okay. NRA is a 501c6. It's a business association. It's a membership association that tries to represent its members. And there's some chambers that are known for parades, pageants, and parties, and there are some that are known for advocacy and, you know, all these other things that chambers are really meant to do. And
yeah.
We've been around for 119 years, and we have a long record of endorsing. We certainly don't always, get those right. But the reason we did this is because 4 years ago we dissolved our political action committee. The PAC was actually funding candidates. So we'd get non-membership dues. So this was all non-membership revenue that would come in. People would voluntarily give us funding and then we would give funding to candidates. We dissolved the PAC 4 years ago, but we still are, like I said, a 501c6. So we established a government affairs committee last year. We have 9 members on that. Seven of them are board members. 2 of them are not board members. And we went through this process to say, hey, we need to get more information out there about how candidates think, what they are prioritizing. We need to come up with our public policy priorities, and we need to tell people, hey, this is what our priorities are. This, if you're running for an office, let's say in this instance you're running for Shasta County Supervisor, are you focusing on things within your jurisdiction? That was really the number one thing. And so we had a panel of 5 people that was approved by the board, 2 board members, 3 non-board members, that went through a 3-step process. And it was, number one, written questions that were sent to the candidates. They had about 3 weeks to respond that were printed in our candidate guide, which is on our website. We did one-on-one interviews, and this is important for Mr. Gallardo, this was all detailed in email to him. If you didn't show up, which he did not, you get an NA score. So he did not show up for the interview. And then we had the forums. And so all of this, obviously except for the interviews themselves, were open to the public. And the questions were published in our candidate guide. For the interview questions, we had the scores put in there as well, and it was mostly based off of the interviews. And then we said, hey, based on these questions, based on our priorities of public safety, infrastructure, things that are within the county's control, are these candidates discussing things that they can accomplish to make our county better? It wasn't about, you know, being the cheapest or a race to the bottom. It was really about what can we do to make our county government operate better, because we believe if our county government operates well, then our business community is going to benefit from that as well, from all kinds of stuff. It's not just impact fees and, you know, permits and all these other things, which are super important. It's also, are we going to have a good quality of life here? Can we have our basic services met for the people that have the most need in our community so that our community can thrive? And so based on those kind of metrics that we established as a government affairs committee, that's how we came up with those scores on, are you focusing on things that the county can accomplish? And if so, tell us what they are. And if you can clearly tell us what those are, you're going to get a higher score.
Okay, now one district, 5, you ended up endorsing both.
We did, and we felt, you know, and again, through this process, Supervisor Kellstrom and City Councilmember Gallagher, you know, they had very similar answers. Certainly they had things that they had differences on, but they both really were, you know, on the ball. Hey, this is an important issue for District 5. I want to focus on, you know, Supervisor Kellstrom obviously talks a lot about, you know, continuing permit reform and things like that. And so they both really talked about, hey, these are things that we think we can accomplish and make better at the county. And so we scored them both with high scores.
Okay.
I did not score. Our scoring committee.
It was, I think, within a fraction point.
It was a tenth of a point.
So how are you going to do that? The tenth of a point.
Yeah.
So you just said, hey, look, we're comfortable with either one.
Right.
Okay. All right. So that's how it was done.
That's how it was done. And so, you know, it's based,
the other big thing is you used to spend money on candidates.
No money. You know, we're not
being,
doing any campaigning for any of the candidates. We put out the candidate guide. Obviously, candidates picked that up, which is what, you know, we kind of anticipated they would do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not like the days of, I guess I'll say a Joe Comente, you know, where we really beat the drum and beat the streets for that guy to become the next District 1 supervisor. And I've been thinking back to that time. I was not on the board of the chamber yet, I don't think, right? Maybe I had just gotten there when we supported and endorsed Joe Comente. You know, Dave Kehoe kept his membership the whole time, and he's still been such a big part of the chamber over the years, even though we had a difference of opinion. And, you know, it's just – it's a little bit unfortunate to me now to think about – I have a lot of friends that have very different ideas. You know, while we are making these endorsements, whoever wins the election in June or November – we want to work with those candidates, and we want to work because I do believe we all want Shasta County to be better, and we have different ways of doing that. And at the chamber, we want to be a voice that says, hey, here's what we're hearing from the business community. Here's what we think is going to help, because you get into that seat, or even if you're in that seat right now,
well, you
there's
do.
Just a lot going on.
Well, Golden Valley does a business, not forecast, but business.
The survey. The business confidence.
Twice.
Which we just did.
Yeah.
Just came out this week or
twice.
Last week.
Oh, okay. They do it twice a year,
yep.
I think. And where are the business people, business community thinks we are. And you send that out to all the chamber members. So we need to discuss that at some point. But right now we need to take a break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst for the best. Call Wurst. That's right. The Windshield Whisperer. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He takes the vehicle into a climate-controlled area. It's not on the side of a road. It's not out in the sun. And he fixes it. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he fixes it, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Don't take a chance with your family safety. Be driving down the road, and all of a sudden it cracks all the way across when you could have had that chip fixed easily, quickly, and financially good. He works at very reasonable prices. If you're not sure, how about getting a free inspection and analysis? Just head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. He fixed a 8-inch crack in my windshield, and it lasted for 16 years on the Red Rover that I drove for 18. You can never see it. That's the kind of work he does. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we'll be right back with Todd and Erica Jones.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
33 years of winning deserves a big celebration.
Goodness, at Wind River Resort and Casino as we celebrate 33 years.
With our $330,000 anniversary swipe to win.
May is heating up. Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Five winners will play our game board for the chance for cash entry slot play. Advance all 10 levels and win $330,000. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win entries. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, yesterday we talked with Sam Attani, who was the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, but I want to talk again about Fast Track. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Fast Track to reserve an ER treatment time. Wait from the comfort and safety of your home and arrive at your projected treatment time. Now, you sign up at ShastaRegional.com. Just click on Fast Track. It's going to ask you a couple questions. Is it, you know, do you have chest pains? Are you having problems breathing? They're going to want you to come in right away. But if it's for that gastrointestinal thing or the flu or something, and you just sit at home, be comfortable, come on in and be seen there. That's Fast Track. That's at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Just go to ShastaRegional.com. We're here with the Redding Chamber of Commerce and Todd Jones, who's the CEO. And we talked about in the first segment about the endorsements. Now, the endorsements were based on questions and interviews that all the candidates had and that chose to show up. And there's no PAC behind it. There's no money being put in. It's just, the chamber's opinion on what's going to be here to help our county move forward, local things.
Right, that's correct.
Right,
and our plan right now is to do this in the fall as well and do kind of more of an election guide. There's going to be dozens of propositions statewide, and we work really closely with California Chamber of Commerce. We don't always agree with them on things, which is okay, but there's a few things that they're putting forward statewide. One of the big ones is CEQA reform, which the governor candidates have been talking a lot about as well, which is the California Environmental Quality Act, which
you think?
It's a big deal, and it really gets weaponized against any development. So Cal Chamber had enough. They had a million signatures, more than they needed. I think they had a million. They had tons of signatures, and they put that in. They'll know in June if that proposition is qualified. It's not perfect. It's not probably as far as many of us would want it to go, but we think it's something
to start.
You
got to start something
to really modify CEQA. So we're going to be putting stuff in there in the fall as well, because I mean, I feel like I'm a pretty educated voter, but even looking at the 61 candidates and all the things we have, we're going to have like a 10-page. You know, ballot.
I mean, did you see everybody that's running for governor?
It's going to be crazy.
Have you seen that? I mean,
yeah. So looking at, we want to go through and look at the propositions.
Erica, are you running for governor this year?
I am struggling to manage my own house at the moment. So.
I should have run this year. It would have been a great year.
You've been a great year. Yeah. Name it. And then does that mean maybe you get, you can share on existing state funds that go out to all candidates?
Yeah, right.
How much money is that? Oh yeah, I'm running.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on here in Reddit?
Oh, my gosh. Do we want to keep going on chamber stuff, or we want to get over to...
No. I'm going to get here the last half hour. All the stuff, the rodeo, Cool April Nights.
There's a lot going on.
Major money.
Yeah.
Isn't that like a money maker for Reddit?
It is. I actually ran some numbers last night. We have this thing called Star Reports, and I don't remember the acronym, but it's basically what does occupancy look like every single day in the city of Reading?
Yeah.
And I get those reports, and it's usually about 2 or 3 weeks after I can see back. And so I went back 5 years. Rodeo averages about like a 10 to 15% increase in occupancy during the rodeo, which is a big bump. We have about... We have about 2,800 rooms in Reading, and so it's a very full time of the year. Cool April Nights is obviously very full as well, and transient occupancy tax has been up since January for the first time in a lot of years, so we're actually trending ahead of projections from the city.
Good.
It's the only revenue source that is ahead of projections, where property tax, sales tax is all pretty much flat.
No, they're below what they
projected. TOT is over projections. I think last time I looked, it was 5%. So talking to hoteliers, everyone's feeling pretty good because January, February, March, which are typically very slow months, were great months for the hotels. High occupancy, high ADR, which is their average daily rate. So we see the average across the entire city. There's obviously some hotels like the Sheraton that skew that a bit. They're a little higher. So it brings up the ADR for everybody. But the revenue has been good, and TOT's been up. And, we're working really closely with our partners at Reading Tourism and Marketing Group to bring in Ironman in August. Yeah. They're the leads for that.
We're looking, they've already got like 1,500 people signed up
for
this.
And they can take
up to 2,500. Those people got to stay someplace.
And let's not forget Glowing Wild.
In Glowing Wild right now, there's a lot going on.
All the way to the end of June this time, which is going to be fantastic.
We don't have a rodeo every month. We don't have Cool April Nights every month. We don't have Glowing Wild every month. What are we looking at in after rodeo? Business is growing. We see any coming in. I see businesses closing as you do, but I see new businesses opening up.
Yeah, but Amazon's going to open up in June. Amazon will be completed in June. I don't know what day exactly they're going to be operational, so that's obviously going to be a big one. But I think, I think gas prices are going to be a challenge for travel, but we saw this almost a similar effect in COVID, where people might not be going as far to travel, but they might. We're really a regional destination.
Yeah.
Most of the people that come visit and stay in Reading, most of them are within 4 to 5 hours.
Yeah.
So we
Southern Oregon.
They might not do that big
Nevada,
cross-country road trip, but they, we think that Reading's going to be a great spot for them to be. So we spend a lot of our marketing within that kind of edge of that 4-hour radius. So, Sacramento, Reno, Eureka, Medford, San Francisco, San Jose. Those are kind of the main markets where, we're spending quite a bit of funding. That's where the majority of our funds go, is towards outside advertising.
Well, we had Cheyenne Fredericton, who was just on, who was a barrel racer. And, the cost of diesel, because they're all, the ones like that, the barrel racers, a lot of the team ropers, tie down ropers, maybe not steer wrestlers, but they're hauling horses, and they're not hauling one horse, they're hauling 3 or 4 horses. And I can just imagine the cost of diesel going the way it has, especially when you're riding in California. They have to start looking at which rodeos they're going to be hitting.
Right.
And, luckily we have a number of them in our six-pack rodeo that they can go up to Oregon and come back down and hit another one. So, but everybody, and I thoroughly agree with the price of fuel the way it is, especially in California, because we're crazy, down in Sacramento, that, it's going to have an impact.
Let's take an early break. When we come back, we are going to be talking about the mutton busting with your kids. And I can't wait to hear about Rodeo Church.
And
very
this portion of the show
that.
Is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I hung out yesterday for a while to get my hair cut. Founded in 1960, same location since 1967, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway's, if you remember that. And I've never had a bad haircut there. I've been going there since 2007. I like it. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. You go in, get your haircut. They shave around your ears, shave the back of your neck. They do all that. Plus, They're just good guys down there, Tim and Logan. You can make appointments by calling them at 530-244-9478. Or you go to Booksy and you put in Cypress Square Barbershop in Reading, and you can pick the day and time you want to be there, and they send you a confirmation email and one that day to remind you that you're going to have a haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The sudden death of our Congressman Doug LaMalfa shocked us all and left a huge void of conservative leadership in the North State. With the support of the LaMalfa family, local Republicans, and President Trump, Assemblyman James Gallagher has stepped up to help fill that void. A family man from a farming family, a business owner, and Republican leader, no one is more prepared, more proven, and more able to do the job. Here's James Gallagher.
California has become the epicenter of fraud and waste in government. Over $125 billion have been lost to Medicare and unemployment fraud. $100 billion for a train to nowhere. And billions more spent on homeless programs that just don't work. Every dollar lost comes straight out of our pockets, making California the highest tax state in the nation. I'm James Gallagher. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message because you deserve better from the government you pay for.
Paid for by Gallagher for Congress.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. Four nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. It's the year of Pacific Industries, Middleton Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Everybody calls and say Lions. Yeah, Lions putting on the Ritz. Cool blast hitting heat. That's a piss. No more fits. No more sweating buckets. No freezing bits. Oh, Lions putting on the Ritz. Everybody.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh, 8:33 in the morning here on the 13th of May. 65 degrees. It's going up to 83 today. It's going to be a beautiful day for the first night of rodeo. That's right, tonight. Gates open at 5. Rodeo starts right at 7 o'clock. National TV, Cowboy Channel, and we're going to be bringing Redding to the nation and the world for 4 nights. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday are sold out, but we just happen to have some tickets for Thursday night.
And tonight.
We
still have tickets for tonight. We have some special guests with us right now. They may have some friends, but we've got 3 for Thursday night, only 3 left.
Okay, so we're going to give away 3 tickets. They're all sitting together on Thursday night, which is family night. We got 3 left, so give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is for Thursday night. That's tomorrow night. 3 tickets. So give us a call. First caller gets 3 tickets, and they're good tickets, too. They're all good tickets. And sitting in the main grandstands. So there. And here come the phone calls. All right. We're here with Todd Jones from the CEO of the Redding Chamber of Commerce, but also Erica Jones.
Good morning, Erica.
Bring it down just a little bit.
There you go.
Okay, a little bit down.
Ball of energy.
There you go.
Okay. What a wonderful energy. And you walk in. Let's talk about, let's do Rodeo Church. Because you are wearing the hat, wearing the shirt. All about it. Tell us about Rodeo Church and a little history about it.
Yes. Well, I'm so excited to be here. I'm crashing the party this morning, and I want to thank Todd for giving me a few minutes.
We're trying
to get you on because we're also, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes, going to be talking to the guy that does it. So tell us about Rodeo Church.
This is one of my favorite stories about what it looks like to live in a community that works together. Rodeo Church started it from an idea. My friends, Caitlin and Cole Zick, they started pastoring a church, Risen King. They had never been to a rodeo before. Katie Luther, our mutual friend, bought a platform and invited them to come. And if you've ever had a platform experience at the rodeo, it's really hard to go back from there. It's just so fun. Caitlin turns to me and says, Erica, wouldn't it be so cool if on Sunday there was like a rodeo church experience where we just had a free opportunity from people to come to the community and experience this, the ethos that the rodeo carries, which really is God, country, family.
Yes.
So that is where it was birthed. The idea kind of floated around. It went through Joshua Johnson at the time, was on city council. He was meeting with the rodeo crew, Ted Bambino. He resonated with the idea. It was already something that he was sitting with him. And that is truly how Rodeo Church came to be. That's the real statement. It was thrown together last year in 7 weeks. This is a collaboration between a number of churches in town. That's who, in essence, is funding this. So to keep it free. So this is a free event. We are, this is the second year. Last year, we packed the house.
Hugely successful. We had
sold out on, the rodeo on Saturday night. One of the things we do is after the rodeo is over, we come by back the next day and start cleaning up. But you guys said, we're going to clean up the rodeo on Sunday, and we will clean up after the event.
Correct.
And we didn't know how many to expect.
Yeah.
And when 7,000 people showed up,
yes,
we were like, oh yeah.
I think we did too. We were like, oh.
What?
We found a thing.
And it all came from somebody. The initial, like what you would call like the mustard seed.
The mustard seed.
Came from a gal last year.
Yes.
Who had sat in a platform, correct, never been to rodeo, and had this idea, and went across the county.
Yeah.
And there we are.
Yeah.
Well, how did you select the gent?
Todd.
How did you select him?
Let me tell you that, again, this is one of, let's call it serendipitous. Let's call it, inspired, but Todd Pierce
has a long-standing relationship with my friends Caitlin and Cole Zick, the pastors at Risen King. So they had been experiencing this friendship for years and never like connected the dots that this could be something that could, you know, could happen for Reading. And so when Cole called Todd Pearson and said, hey, do you want to, it was like an immediate, absolutely, I'll do anything for you guys. We love you. What can we do to support you?
And this was something he had been doing though.
He does this.
This wasn't something
correct.
He just started.
If I'm really excited for you to interview Todd Pearce. And if you have a chance to go check out his ministry, it's called Riding High Ministries. And what he does, he's the most humble man. His expertise is in breaking wild horses. And these are horses that have never been in human contact before, have never had a relationship with a human before, and in some cases are scared. They're wild. They're
right.
wild creatures. And Todd gets them in the arena, and in the matter of 15, 20 minutes, he goes from the horse, building a relationship with the horse, to riding the horse live. So we're talking about horses that are going to buck. We're talking about horses that are going to kick him in the face, that are going to run scared, that have never experienced a handler, let alone a kind handler.
When they were looking for horses, they said it would be really good if it could be haltered.
Yes.
And, I mean, you can halter a lot of horses that you're never going to get on. So,
but the beautiful yeah. thing here is that what I think it is the individual is witnessing as he's ministering.
Correct.
Kindness, compassion,
yes.
Space, patience,
fathering.
Don't yes. step in, you know, like allow that wild or untrained or untamed to come into and how you can work. This is on so many levels. Is
yeah.
it an eye opener for your head and your heart?
I think the ethos of Rodeo Church is that we bring together the community, and we really want people who aren't comfortable with a church in general, right?
Right.
Like maybe they don't want to go to a building or they don't know where to land. This is the invitation for them to experience something wild and untamed, that their experience with God is, or their experience with Todd as he ministers, is that God is not offended by our untamedness, by our wildness, by how we respond to him and not knowing what it's like to trust someone fully. And that's what Todd showcases, is that he's not offended by the horse for bucking him. He's not offended by the horse. He actually has compassion and draws closer and creates safety. And that is the message of Rodeo Church, that we want people to experience the idea of God and who God is in a way that causes them to realize they can come close. And it doesn't have to look, he's not offended by their reaction to him.
Right. And it's free.
It's completely free. And in fact, we want you to come. We want to invite you. And if you are a believer, we really want you to invite people who aren't comfortable.
Right. And you can bring your families.
Absolutely.
Age, any age.
Absolutely. There's a children's corral this year, which is not a place where you can drop off your kids, but there's going to be experiences for the kids. There's going to be a tortoise. There's going to be pony rides. We've got a
wow.
full vendor selection, including a beer garden. So listen, again, if we offend some people with this, it's actually exciting because it's not for them that
right.
are going to be offended. It's for the people that we want them to experience this rodeo culture, but then also experience the joy of the Father through that.
Right. And you're bringing your three kids.
Oh,
we
yeah. My
boys
are volunteering. My boys are all in.
Oh, they're volunteering.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Now,
We've got 253 volunteers this year.
How many?
253.
Okay.
Okay. And how are your boys volunteering?
They're helping me in the merch booth.
Oh, is your hat part of the merch?
Absolutely.
I
this
want one,
one
of those.
Not, but this is the
ooh,
shirt.
I want
yeah,
one of those
yeah,
hats.
They're fun. They're really fun.
How do we get one of those hats
you
in orange?
You buy them. Right now, they're going to be actually at the rodeo
okay.
all week. And this is important. We do not have tickets, right? How we pay for this event is through our merch sales and through our church partners. That's how we're raising
okay.
money. That's it.
All right. Well, I'm buying a hat
Thank you.
At the rodeo
yeah,
grounds.
Great.
We'll be there tonight at 4.
Amazing.
Pre-production.
And don't forget Chad Bushnell, too. Is free concert, 6 o'clock.
Chad Bushnell.
He will be there this year.
Okay. He's going to go from 6 to 7.
Correct.
7 o'clock, it starts.
Yep.
You know, the weather's going to be beautiful.
Yes.
It's last year, like I said, 7,000 people showed up. So if you didn't see it last year and you're interested, we have room. I mean, we can see more than that. But Yeah, you probably want to get there
early.
Around, yeah, because of parking and all that. Say around 5 or.
And there'll
something.
Be food.
There'll be food, and there's a country line dancing after as well. A community country line dancing. So we're really, I mean, listen, we're all in, and let this be a tradition for you and your family to come and experience this. It's going to be great.
Just like
well,
rodeo.
Okay, we're going to take.
Now wait a minute before we take the break. We have another member of the Jones
family. That's what I was going to say. When
that
we get back,
is,
I'd love to hear about it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do that.
Yes.
There's another member of the Jones family that's going to be rodeoing tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
And we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back.
Name and number.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Reading 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
From the first bingo call to the latest jackpot, it's been an incredible 33 years of winning. Because of you, Wind River Resort and Casino is celebrating our 33-year anniversary. Prepare for incredible promotions, giveaways, gaming, food, and fun all month long. Don't miss your chance at $330,000. For details on all the anniversary fun, visit windriver.com. So grab your friends and come celebrate with us. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Total Bay Whiskey, Block Beverage, S&L Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bob.
Yeah, that's who
and,
we are.
No, I'm just looking at this thing. Okay, here's the clues one more time. For the loot, for the big bank robbery, it stayed in its spot undisturbed for yet another day while they looked high and low for their chance to get away. It was not to be at a particular height. just a place that was not in obvious plain sight. That's the clue for loot and for strangers. They didn't go far. They had much more to do. What was next on the list for the dastardly two? The posse rode past them. They stopped for a bite at a local hall where the food was just right. There you go. That's it. And don't ask me for my ideas, because Linda, when she was the other in the bank robbery, I had no idea. I had no idea that
Darren
she
Browning.
Was doing it. So,
Darren Browning and I got to wear a complete, you know, disguise, which was fun.
Yeah. And, okay. Yeah. Now, we already gave away.
Well, with Thursday
tickets.
Night's gone. I have still, I'm holding two more for tonight.
If you want to go to tonight, we have two tickets, 530-605-4567, 66 or 65.
It's so much fun.
We're here with Ty Jones and Erica Jones. We're talking to Erica because Rodeo Church, which was a new concept for here in Redding, last year, a number of churches got together and organizers, and this year it's going to be even bigger. Chad Bushnell is going to be singing from 6 to 7. The church service starts, and it's not like any church service you've ever gone to. Todd takes a horse that has never been ridden before, and during the service, when he talks about faith and courage and these, he will be riding that horse by the end of the, 45 minutes? Or
sometimes it's 15. It just depends does it. He's amazing.
And so you would see
how
it unfolds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he'll be on the show Friday. We'll be down at the Pancake Breakfast with 10,000 of our closest friends. He'll be on the show Friday, so you can listen to him also. But Erica is one of the leaders in this, getting this together, and organizers.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah. You know, final thoughts on that one.
I just want to invite you, listeners, to come down and invite someone that may not feel comfortable stepping in the doors of a church, but may find themselves at Rodeo Church.
Excellent. Okay, let's go, mom and dad.
Wait a minute. Food.
Food, beer, fun, concert, line dancing, free.
Line dancing,
free.
Free
of charge.
Free. Okay.
Now, mom and dad.
Another member of the Jones family is going to be competing in the rodeo tonight.
That's right.
All right.
Dad.
So let's talk about your boys.
It's my proudest moment. You know, I live vicariously through my kids. That's how we all do it, right? So our youngest, we have three boys. Our youngest is six, Tanner. He is in mutton busting tonight. So we did slack on Saturday. This is his second year. He's 6 years old, so maybe next year he can do it again. But he's been talking about it for a year, and he's so excited.
And what are the perimeters for somebody, but the ages as well as the maybe the height or the weight?
5 through 7, under 60 pounds.
Okay.
The big thing is under 60 pounds. Yep. And we've got 100, well, we had 100, I don't know, 60 or 70 sheep. And now we've got it down to 12 a night. So there's 48. So of the 150 that rode, they've selected 48 that are going to be 12 a night. And Tanner Jones starts tonight.
Tanner made it.
Yeah. And, you know, last year we went to, I think, 4 nights of rodeo with all the kids. I think we went to every night. I think the kids went every night too, and you know we were in Rodeo Flats a couple nights, and he was right there by the chutes with the bulls, and you know he's like, I'm ready to ride a bull, put me on a bull. I mean, no joke.
I'm not kidding, though. Third kid, they're a different breed.
He's got
two big brothers. We don't have sheep at home, but he's got big brothers, and if there was somebody that's gonna buck him around, it's them. He's my most feral, but my most determined. He has no fear, and it shows because he's like, oh yeah, put me on the back of an animal. Put my face near his butt. I'm gonna hold on, and we're gonna do this. And wants to win.
Did you tell him if he reaches down and grabs hold, if he takes a bite of the wool?
Oh, that's a good
bite. The wool keeps his head down, keeps the center of gravity down. And then
when he's helmet, you know, it's tough.
I want to hear about Saturday night. I want to hear about what that was like with all those kids. And did he feel intimidated? Were there others intimidated? And how do they get 150 kids or 140 kids through?
Was so fun. I mean, this year when they did it with the launch party, because, you know, again, we did it last year as well. It was last year for years. I think it was like 1 to 3 or 2 to 4 or something like that before the steak feed.
Yeah.
And so this year, I mean, it's efficient. Every 15 minutes, they have color blocks, and the team that puts that together, is it Mattson and Bonnie Mason? I don't know who's in charge.
No. It was, I think, Rusty. And Bonnie, I'm sure, was there. Yeah. Bonnie is there for everything.
You know, it's such a
that
team.
Everyone that was there.
But it's everybody, you know, they're lifting
coming
kids
together,
on, and there's all people out there, make sure, you know, some kids, when they roll off, they cry.
They do.
And, but that happens.
But you have the cowboy there, the kid cowboy, which is super
the
fun.
Rodeo
Yeah, and then you have the rodeo queen there, and so it's
Kiana.
Super efficient. And, you know, Tanner just couldn't wait. He just couldn't wait to do it. So he had so much fun, and, you know, it was, It was just a great
and
evening.
They got a buck.
Everybody on Saturday
think
got a
about
buckle.
That.
And that was Crown Motors.
Crown Motors.
There may have been other sponsors. Yeah. We don't mean to leave them out, but yes. Okay. Now, Linda, one thing we need to do is hit Robba one more time. Do you have that pulled up?
Or? I don't.
Okay. But, well, let me pull it up while you talk.
They're encouraging, Robba has 4 locations tonight, every 20 minutes going from 4 to 6 p.m. And you can, I know that it's the Robba downtown. There's the, at the Mount Shasta Mall, as well as tonight at 9:30 and 10:30. So every 20 minutes. They're encouraging, if you can't, because I'll tell you one thing. I've told the National Anthem Singers who that's my role in this is being on the committee that chooses the singers, getting them there, and there's a big responsibility. Like, you've got to meet me, you've got to be parked, and I need to see the whites of your eyes at 5:30. Gates open at 5, even 5:30. I'm telling you right now, if you're not there early, forget about it. You're across the bridge, you're going to be parking downtown.
Okay, here's the 4 spots. Robba Downtown Passenger Terminal. It can be transfer facility at the Mount Shasta Mall. Plenty of parking there. The Robba bus stop on Hilltop Drive, north of the Red Line Hotel parking lot, and the Robba bus stop on Hilltop Drive, south of C.R. Gibbs parking lot. And for Robba Downtown Passenger Parking Lot is free. Mount Shasta Mall parking area near Macy's and JCPenney is free. It's going to be doing 20 minutes from 4 to 6 p.m. and after the rodeo from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30. So it'll get, you can use that, takes you right back down to the parking lots, and you don't, even though that they've got the parking so efficient, and I'll tell you, Eric McGreeny has been working with Robba, and he's got a team out there with, of course, the Reading Police Department, who's going to have a strong presence every night, that, you know, within 30 minutes of the time that rodeo is over, that parking lot's empty, you know, because we'll stay. And when I, you know, 30, 40, 50 minutes later, everything's, you can just, yeah.
But I'm saying that if you are going to drive and park, get there early.
Get there early. Okay.
We had friends one time, we had tickets, and he was teaching a class. And he thought, well, this doesn't start till 7, well, you know, I can take class. At 6 o'clock, he was stuck on the freeway.
Couldn't get off
the exit and said, I'm sorry, buddy, we're not going to make it. So I think that I can't. It's stressed that enough that you need to forget about it. If you think you're going to park at 6, go back down and find one of those Robba and get a ride in that way. Yeah.
I think that's going to work. It worked really well last year. And there's vendors and everything. So you go, gosh, if I get there at 5, it's 2 hours before the rodeo. Well, there's things happening.
Yeah, there's lots.
There's going to be events happening before the rodeo. And plenty of food vendors and clothing vendors and just, you know, tchotchke vendors.
I told Tanner if he wins tonight, he gets $20 to spend on anything he wants in the, you know, at the vendor area.
Oh, so, I like that. That's a good incentive.
But not the beer.
No beer.
Another fun thing I saw pop up for those of you that are into Western rodeo fashion, there's a girl doing interviews about what people are wearing to the rodeo. Redding red carpet. And she's been walking around finding the cool outfits and even inspiring people of how to dress, you know, and have kind of like make it a thing to show. I mean, the rodeo fashion is so huge.
It is.
And it's so fun. So Reading Rodeo is, we're determined to make it not only fun for the family, but also a fashion spot.
You're like NFR. You cannot believe it.
I know. So that's a fun idea.
We had a caller ask, what hat are you wearing tonight? They know many.
I'm not really sure yet. I have to be moved in the moment.
Mm. I'm going to find you, Linda, and interview you tonight for the Reading Red Carpet.
I think I'm going to be in my club shirt.
Yes,
that's the only bummer. You know, I'm like, I love to dress for rodeo, but I've got to be in my little red shirt.
So
there
good.
You go. That's
but awesome. I'm probably going to take it off later and then change into something else.
Tomorrow, Simpson University joins us, and they said they're going to have a spokesman who can talk about the medical school, because there's been so much publicity lately about the chances of starting a medical school here in Reading. Our other guests are, you know, and two really, really great guys, Wayne Brooks and Will Rasmussen, who are the announcers at the rodeo. We've talked to them many times. They're both NFR level announcers. They are just two really, really nice people too. to talk to. So we're going to be getting them on the phone tomorrow morning and be talking to them. And Todd, last thoughts from Chamber of Commerce.
Oh my gosh, last thoughts. I'm just excited about the rodeo. You know, there's so much going on, good and bad, in Reading right now, but Reading Rodeo Week is a time for us to come together and celebrate something that we all love. And, you know, it's obviously pretty much sold out, but it's just a great week. And I think these types of things where we can really honor our legacy and kind of celebrate the past and the things that built us as a community, and we continue to do those, I think it's something that makes Reading really special. So I'm really excited.
Good. Erica.
I ditto that. I just love the energy around Rodeo Week. I love all of the fun events that go around it.
Yes.
I love that we're building a culture, a rodeo culture.
Yes, yes.
And it feels like that culture is family friendly, which I think is exciting in and of itself, that this can be a destination not just for people that enjoy rodeo, but also for families to have things to do and build tradition around. And that's when you build a strong community, is when you have tradition.
Well, you know, last year we were advertising and saying you can spend a day on the lake at Lake Shasta and then go to Bucking on the river. I mean, people that bring their families up can rent a boat, rent a houseboat, and go on out in the lake during the day and come back, change clothes and eat, and then head down to the rodeo. We making this a destination, so it's more than 4 days. So it's like 7 days where people come in, and we've got events going all through the week. I mean, I'd like to see Market Street opened up every night, you know, during the week with bands and different, you know, people dancing and walking back and forth down the street and in our big entertainment zone. I'd love to see that.
You
know, that you come and you got vendors and everything that, that people come down and celebrate our rodeo with us for a total week.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You too.
Thank you for having me.
We'll see you tonight.
Hey, everybody, it starts tonight. Get there early if you got tickets. And if you got tickets today, come on down and pick them up before noon right down here at 1326 Market Street. Have a great day and God bless America.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.